has to be. It's been dictated by royal declaration. Today is another good day program.
Prince George told us.
Prince George Alexander Louis. Is it Louis or Louis?
It's Louis.
It's G-A-L, Prince G-A-L of Cambridge, the son of Prince William. And is she Princess Kate? She's Princess Kate, is she?
Of course.
Is she? Really? Huh. All right, so here we have number one story out of the way before we even take a deep breath. It is the July 25th program. Is today? Oh, it's a week from today's first day of August, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. All right, so,
all day.
Yeah. Okay, so we're in the month of Leos. How many people like Leos? You know what a Leo is all about? Leo the lion. You know any Leos well?
Yes, I actually have many Leo friends.
Really?
I do. They're actually my polar opposite on the old horoscope.
Right. All right. So back 6 months, you're a February baby.
You got it.
And so you're half. Leos, Aries, and Sagittarians are fire signs.
They are.
Aquarians and
Gemini.
Gemini and Scorpio are water signs.
Not Scorpio. And no, we're not water signs.
What are you?
We're air signs.
Oh, air signs. There, yeah, that's what matters to me.
Yeah, Gemini,
Pisces,
Libra.
Water signs. Yes. Okay. All right. So air and water mix, interestingly. Fire and water are just that. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking from vast personal experience of the last couple of years.
Air feeds fire.
Air feeds fire. What does water do with the fire?
It puts me out.
Tries to calm it down a little bit.
Yes.
You can never put the fire out on a Leo.
No. Leos look for the spotlight a lot.
Yeah. All right. Yep. And they're actually pretty good in the spotlight. All right. Enough of that. Let's move to what is going on today. Thanks to the mind of one Ken Kessler who helped put all these things together.
Welcome home.
Back with us. Jennifer Horn is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He went to his daughter's skating championship and she won.
She killed it, man.
Yes, she did.
Tell us about it, Ken.
This is the ISI. I forget what ISI stands for.
But International Skating Institution.
Very good, Doug.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Okay.
Right.
It's a world competition, was held in and around Anaheim on a couple different rinks. In fact, I think it's still going on. She was competing in three different events. She got two golds and one silver. A young woman from Ireland who was very good, who edged her out on the first day on Monday, but she came back in the other two and she owned that place. She
was that's amazing. After you dismantled
put butter on that other chick's skate,
right?
Yeah,
Kerry Gold butter.
She's
on
now
her
buried
Irish
underneath the ice somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a high glass.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so good. Congratulations. Good
I know, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And Ken went to Disneyland yesterday on his way back. Good for him.
Yeah. It's very interesting to see what sort of competitions there are in various athletic endeavors. We are familiar with what goes on at the Olympics, whether it's the Winter Olympics, the Summer Olympics, some of these things, skating. The luge. Meredith's a horse competitor, and I don't claim to know a whole lot about. I've been around my cows. With me, it's cows. I've been in my life all through my life. She's had horses in her life, but she's a very strong competitor in these hunter jumper things. There are horses that do certain specific things, just like people in skating. There are things that you specialize in. That are, there's the nuance of it and how people work at it and how much practice they do is really amazing. Meredith practices every day for hours on this certain thing. A panda, I'm sure, does a lot of 3-4 hours sometimes. And what it develops is skill plus terrific legs. And both of the horse act, the horse ride, that's one thing the horse people have in common with the skaters. They develop terrific legs. And there's something to be said for that. You've got to have that strength, that stamina, in order to be able to prevail. Because imagine being on skates, your ankles and your calves and all of that. I mean, it's really something that a lot of people don't probably think much about. But that requires terrific training and focus. So for a lot of good reasons, congratulations to her.
And well,
so,
thank you.
As we move into other things that are going on, the House of Representatives has voted down that proposal that would have put restrictions on the NSA. It was a pretty close vote, 217 to 205. For the first time in a long time, the President and Speaker Boehner were on the same side of the page. Most people who have a brain realize that this thing is way too intrusive. And yet, we weren't able to prevail. So why do you think that is? Jennifer, why is it that the public that overwhelmingly wants the NSA's powers in terms of listening to regular phone calls and watching regular email without warrants and stuff, wants it curbed? Overwhelmingly, the public has said no to this, and yet the House of Representatives says, well, you know what, I think we're going to stick with the good old boys, and we're going to let them continue. So
the government doesn't care. They're not listening.
But the government's supposed to be you and me.
Absolutely. And what they're hoping for, what they're banking on, is that you won't actually go and look at the record and see if your House representative, just what they voted. Because there was enough people that voted against, so people assume, well, maybe my guy did it, but, you know, the next guy's the one that ruined it for everybody. It's those darn insert Democrat or insert Republican here that ruined it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I think that most, not all, but most members of Congress forget who they're supposed to be working for, and they just don't care.
It's exasperating, isn't it?
It really is.
No, most of you who are listening feel exasperated by all of this. You know that it was not what the preference of the majority of people in this country wanted, and yet, once again, it happens almost every day, there's a vote against your best interest. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. So what are people on social media saying in general, and some of our listeners specifically, Kenny?
Kim on Twitter says, keep posting with the hashtag NSA and give them something to read.
The NSA.
They don't even need the hashtag. They're just searching for themselves anyway,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. I want to say screw you to them and hope that they hear it and listen, because that's what they deserve. All of this stuff. Well, people will tell you, well, they're just hired. They're doing their job. Okay, that's fine. So get a real job. Anyway, what else, Kenny?
Rob says many rhinos will be looking at primaries.
Republicans in name only. Rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right.
And Jay says that it's a sign the government is starting to fear a revolt from the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. We need to have. I'm not much for fear-based thinking, but there ought to be some fear here. Somewhere it's appropriate, because there is a backlash, and it continues to grow, and has been growing for years and years and years. It takes a lot to get Americans stirred up, but I think there are a lot of Americans that are really getting stirred up about stuff like this. The clouds are getting thicker and darker, if you will, over things like this. The idea that the administration did something that made sense yesterday.
What?
NSA is not one of them.
Wait. What did you just say?
I just said the administration did something that made sense yesterday.
Whoa, okay.
They told the Egyptians they couldn't have the planes that they had bought or were going to be delivered. Actually, they didn't really buy them, because they were part of our billions of dollars of aid to Egypt. We just told them they couldn't have them. This is because the president says the removal of the first democratically elected president has bothered him and lots of other heads of state, and because of that, they are not going to deliver this and another $1 billion in aid. So they're not going to get their planes, and they're not going to get another $1 billion in aid. Whether that gets fixed sooner or later, who knows? But for now, it's on hold, and I think that that makes nothing but sense, frankly. Anybody disagree?
Do not disagree.
Uh-uh.
Are you making fun of me? Are you making fun of me? I think he is, Ken.
Sounds like the frog at the door. All right, 17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here. Ken has pretty good looks. Jennifer has pretty good looks. I'd like to think I have pretty good looks. You know why? Because we all have hair. If you don't have your hair, I'm not saying you don't look good. A lot of women think men without hair are very sexy.
Yes.
It depends. Jennifer apparently is one of them. but your father has lots of hair.
My daddy does have lots of hair, yes.
Yep. And so it depends on your point of view. But if you are self-conscious, and that's where it comes in sometimes more for women than it does for men, because if you've lost your hair, the follicles, the pores, the follicles can't develop if the pores are plugged. Your pores, if you want an example of your pores, look at your skin on your arms or your legs or whatever it is. You see the little hole? Those are the breathing mechanisms for your skin, which is the largest organ on your body. Skin obviously covers your head. If you are using bad shampoos and rinses that are cream-colored, they will plug the pores, so the hair stops growing, thus you lose your hair. And so to reverse that, you use a product called Provia, which strengthens your hair follicles by opening up the pores. The hair comes through. Provia helps make it stronger, fuller, more vibrant. And that's why so many women who have had the problem of thinning hair now for many years are calling 800-525-8319. So you get Provia, simple. Things get cleaned up and working better, or you get your money back. That's the simple guarantee. Order Provia now at 800-525-8317 and get a free month supply with your order. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get a free month supply and also a little encouragement, plus a money-back guarantee. So make this work for you. Get your hair back. Say goodbye to the thinning hair and hello to the thick, rich, new hair you'll have using Provia. 800-525-8319. Nothing to lose and a whole lot of hair to gain. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Hey, it's Bobby. Fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be sub uniform. Because old navy clothes and tons of colors are only $5. And pants, including skinnies, just add. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cuff skinnies. Or Jess, math and purple polo genius. Or Jess, my girlfriend. Bobby, mama group polos for $5. Pants, including skinnies, just add. Let's go to old navy. Bobby. at math class.
Valid 7/25 through 8/30, select styles only.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
This song being hit today.
Listen to this.
I actually have to tell you.
All right.
Tim McGraw has a version of this song.
Really?
Called Indian Outlaw.
Really? I just can't imagine.
The Indians being too excited.
Well, down on the reservation. So this song, as you can imagine, goes back. For those of you who have never heard this before, it's by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Crank it up, Michael.
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live.
So Indian Reservation was number one during this week in 1971, and each time I hear a snippet of that, I just chuckle to myself thinking how that would be. You think we have protests about the NSA?
I know.
All right, let's get to some of the late night show comedy. A little chuckle here, a little chuckle there, here a chuckle, there a chuckle, everywhere a chuckle, chuckle. Conan O'Brien starts it out with a couple of entertainment jokes.
China has banned the release of Despicable Me 2. Yeah. Chinese officials said putting small creatures to work in harsh conditions is our thing. I like that. Taylor Swift canceled a radio contest to meet her biggest fan when it turned out her biggest fan was a man nearly twice her age. Man, nothing's working out for Anthony Weiner these days.
The Obama administration admitted this week that under Obamacare, you might not be able to keep your doctor. At first, the president guaranteed you'd be able to keep your doctor. Now they're saying you might be able to keep your doctor. In fact, today the president was forced to change his slogan. Yes, we can, to perhaps we could try. Perhaps we could. Can't promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, be prepared. The show tonight may run a little longer than usual, and I'll tell you why. We have about 300 Anthony Weiner jokes to get through, so it's going to be... let me just say this. You know that your campaign is not going well when you open a press conference by saying, I told you there would be more lewd photos. It's a sign that... Anthony Weiner says some of the accusations are true and some of the accusations are not true. And you know what that means. That means, of course, that they're all true. That's what that means.
The past 24 hours has been really exciting for my wife. We haven't had a chance to respond to everyone's calls and messages, but let me just say, yes, William and Kate will definitely set up a play date. Stop bothering me. I saw the invitation on the easel. Yes.
They put it on the easel. The baby is hungry, as you can see, on the easel. The baby has now needed change, and it switched to the changing easel. Here we go. We got to change the channel. That's right, everybody's still talking about the other baby. The royal baby. In fact, I saw President Obama, he released a statement congratulating Prince William and Kate Middleton on the birth of their son. And he also said, whatever you do, hang on to that birth certificate.
All right. So Jimmy Fallon and his wife had a baby over the weekend as well. That was a suggestion there, right?
Yes.
Right. So he's much in common with the royals. News from former President George H.W. Bush, Bush 41, as he's referred to.
Love what he did.
Yesterday he shaved his head as a show of support for a two-year-old son of one of his Secret Service detail. Said the kid's got cancer.
Isn't that cool?
Two-year-old.
So. And he lost his daughter to some type of cancer, too.
Yes, right. Yep, young daughter. So he shaved his head. And there's something to behold when you look at that. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Do you agree or not with the 5-4 Supreme Court decisions that basically upheld the legality and constitutionality of gay marriage?
The court is so polarized now on social political issues that Justice Kennedy becomes the one person who on his own essentially decides these sorts of issues. Now, he got it right with DOMA. A great day for equality in America, even though it was a close decision.
I expected DOMA to be struck down, and right. I think it's ridiculous that the federal government can't use the various states. I mean, California wants gay marriage and Georgia doesn't, and they should be able to coexist, but they came to their conclusions and worked their way backwards. Prop 8, for people who are cheering it, they may want to step back and realize what the court just did. They've eradicated direct democracy in the country.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Thursday, the 25th of July. That's where we are. And Jennifer Horn happens to be occupying time and space here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dudley's here, and Kenny is here, and Jennifer is here, and Daryl is here. We've been talking about the NSA, the vote yesterday in the House that went down 217 to 210 on the amendment to the defense bill, which was $600 billion. More waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. That's a whole separate story. So, Daryl, what do you think about our situation?
Well, I definitely don't like the NSA snooping in and listening in and whatever they're doing. But we have to understand that the United States is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. And there's a big difference there. A lot of people think, well, just if, you know, most people vote for it, then that's the way it ought to be. That's how it is when we elect our representatives and the people who represent us in Congress. But we have to elect them based on their character and based on what we think they best represent us, then we have to trust them to go and make the vote based on the information that they have. Now, sometimes they are privy to information that not all Americans can be privy to.
Why?
And
why?
I'm sorry?
Why shouldn't we be privy to the same information they are?
Well, we can't, in a case of national security, we can't let all of the United States know everything that we know, because that will ultimately make us less secure and we won't be able to defend ourselves.
Daryl, I think you're a very nice fellow who is very naive. I think you haven't in any way, shape, or form encapsulated the ideas here that are sacred to what our form of government is. You are right. We are a representative democracy. There is this constitutional nuisance that gets in the way all the time of us not being able to have the same sort of non-strings attached as the Brits do, because they don't have a constitution. They live at the behest of the monarch, the patriot, excuse me, the frustration here
is that we have seen the power of government given to people who don't deserve it because they don't listen to you, they don't listen to me, they don't listen to us. They are pretty much, as soon as they're elected, corrupted by the money in the system, and that's why they vote the way they vote. And so if you can come up with all of these sort of smoke screens to justify why they didn't do what most people want them to do, because that isn't why they're elected. But the other side of a representative form of government, hello, is to represent the will of the people who send you there. And if most of them say, don't do this, and you do it, then you're subject to their anger. And that's really what people are feeling right now. They feel like there is nobody listening to them, and that's not healthy no matter what kind of government you got. Look at what's going on in the Middle East. That's why people are upset, because the government basically thumbs their nose at the people who they're supposed to be serving. And that's what this is all about.
Fix it whenever the next election cycle comes.
Right.
Yeah. We take those people out.
Yeah, well, we do if we have the power to do it, but you don't have as much money as Monsanto does. So guess what? Your interest may not be the same as Monsanto's, but if they can contribute $8 million to some candidate's campaign chest and he gets reelected, guess who the candidate's going to pay attention to when it comes to an issue that affects Monsanto? You or Monsanto? I mean, that's what we have here. We have corruption central. It is really, if you understand how much money there is every day, a congressman or a senator needs to have some kind of fundraiser every day. And that's why it's so corrupt. At any rate.
People that don't make a living like that.
Whose people? I'm not sure I know what you say.
We need to have people in when we started this country, the people, the politicians, it wasn't their job to be a politician.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They had a job as a farmer whatever.
Yeah.
They went and served their time, served the public,
yeah,
and did some time.
Yeah.
But it's not like that anymore. We have people that are.
So what are you
going to
do about it? What are you going to do about it?
Well, we need to.
No. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to vote for people that I believe represent what I
believe
in.
Does that include the people that are in there now? Would you vote for the same? Who's your congressman?
My congressman in my district is Rodney Alexander for the House of Representatives.
How did he vote yesterday?
I don't know. I hadn't seen.
See, and that's the thing, is that we don't know. You have to do the extra research.
Yeah.
You know, Rodney, you are passionate about this.
Daryl,
I'm sorry, you said Rodney, and that stuck in my brain. Yeah. Daryl, you are passionate about this, and Doug, you're passionate about this issue. I know, but the sad thing is that not
a
majority
of
people are not passionate. You're saying the majority of people don't like the NSA. I think the majority of the people in the country don't know and don't care because it's not affecting their everyday life.
But it is.
Yeah. They don't know it. Though.
I think that's the thing is
educating the people who are just kind of toddling through life saying, oh, well, I'll just do whatever the government tells me to do. It just kind of goes through. Those are the people we have to capture, because the people that talk about it will talk about it in a form like talk radio like we're doing today, but the majority are just kind of toddling through.
Mm.
And that's sad.
Not a good thing. Jennifer Horn.
Not a good
thing. Ken Kessler. All right, so Ken, more stuff on facebook.com/goodday or Twitter @goodday show.
There were a couple comments, let me see here, about Edward Snowden. There was a new poll that came out that said attitudes have been shifting, and that now more than half surveyed, I think this was a Quinnipiac poll, 53% say that they favor criminal charges against him. When it was just a couple of weeks ago where it was the other way around, and most people were calling him a hero.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Always interested in your participation here. You'll all be happy to know that the United Nations yesterday declared World Toilet Day to be observed in November. And this was on the heels of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian announcing that they'd shelled out $750,000 for 4 gold-plated toilets for their new home in Bel Air. $750,000.
Why do we need a gold toilet?
Gold-plated
I never understood
toilet.
That since we heard that Oprah had one.
Well,
I mean, do you know what you do in a toilet? There are plenty of other places to put gold.
It's just people basically thumbing their nose.
There are poor people in the world. Yeah. Donate some of that money and just use a regular old porcelain one like the rest of us.
Egotistical animals. That's all they are. So anyway, the United Nations has declared November 19th henceforth to be World Toilet Day. The idea was started in April as part of a draft resolution entitled Sanitation for All. Of course, there's going to be a lot of late-night comedy that'll focus on this, especially to get closer to World Toilet Day. Going beyond the press and the public and that sort of thing, the amusement is a way of getting attention for the number of people who don't have proper sanitation on the planet. About 3 billion people do not have proper sanitation. There are, like in the places where I was in Africa, where people defecate out just in the open because there's no place to go. And by the way, this kind of horror, this kind of relief, if you will, it is responsible for horrible things happening to the atmosphere where a lot of children are growing up. About 750,000 deaths of children under 5 every year happen as a result of diarrhea and things that come from being exposed to some of this stuff that happens because there are no toilets. So we can laugh about it. We can be really annoyed that the Kardashian-West combo has come up with a set of 4 gold-plated toilets that they spent $750,000 on. But it's exasperating, actually, when I think about it, that you have. I remember being in China. I was horrified at the way their sanitation, where if you stay in an American hotel, you get a regular toilet. If you stay in a Chinese hotel, there are no toilets. There's a hole in the floor. And you have to stand or kneel or whatever you have to do to get into position and hope that it hits the hole. That's how crude it is. I remember going into a restroom in a restaurant and looking and thinking, you know what, I think I'll hold that till I get back to the hotel. So it really is something, again, there'll be a lot of jokes about. But it is something to think about because we have it one way. Most of the rest of the world doesn't have it that way. I'll take it our way, frankly. I'd much rather have it our way. But I remember, staying in American hotels in Africa, you have it. But a lot of the places in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam, for example, Cambodia, some of those places, Laos, they have no plumbing. They have an outhouse. And they dump into the water, and guess what's living in the water below them? The fish that you're eating for dinner tonight. That's where the tilapia that they bring over from Asia, that's where it comes from. Yeah, I
love toilet tilapia. My favorite.
Mm. Yeah, toilet tilapia, you have to remember that. Anyway, it's 16 before the hour, and you're listening to
Doug Steffen.
Well, no, I was editing. I was going to say something about what I just said. Something about, but I guess I'll. Yeah, it is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank you, Michael.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Right. They sell toiletries, by the way, at Grainger.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because if they don't sell it there, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. All right. With over 1 million products, they've got it. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, or stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done, get it, got it, good.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Start the weekend saving with Young Men's Levi's 514 jeans for just $39.99. Get 45 to 55% on great juniors brands, 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear, and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's expects great things.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Summer is the season for family vacations, and many are finding their budgets need to stretch further. According to a recent Bank of America study, 50% of respondents say cost is their biggest challenge when planning. While traveling as a family can be expensive, a great way for parents to lower costs and stretch their budget is to find a travel rewards card that offers simple redemption options. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Family travel is a great way to get the entire family together, but can get expensive fast. Beach trips and camping are fun-filled family vacation options that maximize fun without busting the budget. When planning, parents can also take advantage of travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that allow customers to use points even toward partial travel purchases, further reducing the cost of travel-related expenses.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, #abolishmonarchy, #guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. Please store for details.
Hey, it's Bobby, fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be so uniform. Because Old Navy polos in tons of colors are only $5. And pants, including skinnies, just 10. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cub skinnies. Or Jess, math and purple polo genius. Or Jess, my girlfriend. Bobby, mom approved polos for $5. Pants, including skinnies, just 10. Let's go to Old Navy. Bobby, after math class.
Valid 725 through 830, select styles only.
Yeah, da 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 da, Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn
da, da,
and
da.
Ken Kessler.
Da, da, da,
Dr. Da. Conrad Murray.
Boo.
Really?
Sorry.
All right, so Jennifer.
Yes.
Would you like to inform the vast throngs, the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who are listening to your voice, and if that doesn't scare you, you can tell them the latest from Dr. Conrad Murray, who doesn't remember who Dr. Murray is?
I do remember who Dr. Conrad Murray is. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, well,
I wouldn't
Dr.
have asked
Conrad
you.
Murray
yeah.
happened to be the doctor of Michael Jackson when he went...
Right.
And he claims, Dougie, that he has some explosive information, and he's threatening to reveal it if he's forced to testify in the Jackson family's wrongful death trial against AEG.
Really?
Yeah. According to TMZ, Murray...
What could be left that people don't know
that they don't
about
already
Michael
know.
Jackson?
God only knows, really.
Yeah.
Well, Conrad Murray made the threat in a recent voicemail to a friend in which he begged AEG and the Jacksons to leave him out of the trial. He said, please stop. If you don't, let this serve as my final warning to both sides. Don't incite me to testify. Consider this an imminent nuclear warning. Enough is enough.
Really?
End quote. That's what
exactly
he said.
That,
just
huh?
like that, too.
All
yeah.
Right. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so let's see what they get. Not likely to hurt Michael Jackson too much.
Well, no, but his family is very vulnerable at this moment. The kids.
Speaking of hurting.
Yes.
I've decided Adam Levine is a jerk.
What?
Adam Levine.
Why?
He got engaged to somebody while he was still sort of hanging around with somebody else, or he apparently has been seeing both of these women. Well, I mean, I guess there's no law against that, but he led one woman on, and apparently when he got ready to get engaged to this other model, he sent a text to the first one saying, hey, it's all over, see you later, I'm going to get engaged next
week.
Well,
they had been broken up for about a month or so.
And that happens to everybody. You break up for a month and you're ready to... Well, actually, it happened to me once, so I maybe... now that I think about it. Okay, yes.
Now he's not such a jerk, is he?
Well, but it was the way I wouldn't have sent a text.
No, because you don't know how to text, but you would...
Excuse me. I do know how to text. I was doing some texting last night, as a matter of fact, back and forth between this wonderful woman and me. So, what are you talking about?
I didn't get any texts from you.
No, I didn't. That doesn't mean you're not wonderful. It's just I didn't send you a text.
Whatever.
Don't take it personally, please. 51 after the hour.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
It's now Tech Talk time on the Doug Good Day program, 53 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and you, interested in technology, we all are. I have a very interesting website for you to go to. We'll tell you about that in a moment collectively. After Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter here, talks about Ooh Yah Video. Apparently it's a game console, a very successful Kickstarter project. Ooh Yah Video. Wait a minute. No, I didn't do that right. It's not. This is not. I don't know. Usually I know what is in here, but I don't know what Ooh Yah Video game console is. Do you know what that is?
I don't. I am so bad when it comes to video games.
You know what it is, Kenny?
I don't have any idea.
But
maybe Shelly could tell us.
We are a plethora of information here.
It isn't so much that he's going to tell us about how Ooh Yah Video, video works, but they've started a Kickstarter campaign, a crowdfund, to develop games for their console. So let's find out about that. I think that'll be the bottom line here. They're going to look for money. They're going to ask you for some dough in just a minute here on Good Day.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Ouya video game console was one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns of all time. And the team behind the little Android box that could has set its sights on making its library of games even better. Ouya recently announced Free the Games, a $1 million fund that will match Kickstarter campaigns for future Ouya titles. Any game that achieves a minimum goal of $50,000 on Kickstarter is eligible for the promotion and can earn up to $250,000 from Free the Games with one simple catch. The game must be an Ouya exclusive for 6 months. Ouya's hardware launch has been lukewarm at best. The console received tepid reviews, and many backers didn't get the consoles they were promised by the time it was available to the general public. But for fans of the console and game developers looking to get in on the ground floor, ideas like Free the Games go a long way to helping build the community and the quality of the Ouya brand. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Morning, men of Camp Old Navy. This weekend only, it's the Great Guy Sale, and summer shopping has never been easier. This morning, load up on half-off men's polos at the Lodge. They're better than breakfast. Then, hike in search of half-off graphic tees. Later on, dive in for half-off men's swimwear. So up and at 'em, guys. These deals won't last long. Hurry into the Old Navy Great Guy Sale. Hundreds of items on sale now through Wednesday, plus half-off men's polos, swimwear, and famous graphic tees this weekend only. Valid June 2nd through June 19th.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, if you would like to decode your name, there is a website called BehindTheName.com. For example, Belinda means beautiful dragon. Roger means famous spear. Dudley means, actually is a surname, born by a British noble family. It means Dudda's Clearing, D-U-D-D-A-C-L-E-A-R-I-N-G, Dudda's Clearing. Did you put your name in? Can you go to the site and see? I'm just going to put another name in here for myself.
I'm going to put another name in here for myself.
I'm just interested in... what Meredith's name means. What does that mean? It is... Well, what about you, Jennifer?
I'm having trouble getting to the site, actually.
Really? Really? BehindTheName.com.
See, Google it. See, maybe I went to an imposter site.
Huh. Great Lord.
Oh, that's a fancy one.
Well, Meredith can be a masculine or a feminine.
Oh, now I'm in. That's
name.
Good.
Yeah. It's used more often as a girl's name. But anyway, it's interesting. Famous bearer of the name was an English.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.